All Critters Podcast, Tuesday, March 15, 2005.
I did actually, you know, as usual, they always send the email to robin@allcritters.com.
I haven't gotten, you know, the interesting thing, I haven't gotten an email from Doc at where the hell does he get all this stuff yet?
I wonder why.
I love it. It's a great email address.
I'll bet.
I collect it once a month.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it's a great email address. I don't have to worry about spam.
I can tell.
You can?
Yeah, I can tell. It's a great email address. I'm answering that part of it. I can tell.
Okay.
So anyway,
what'd you get an email?
So what I got an email was, of course, you're going to know this.
Okay.
You know, I think it was about, going by memory here, I think it was like an maybe seven-year-old Doberman Pinscher, female, constantly having a little bit of a leakage problem in the back end. And so they took their animal to the vet, and their vet told them that it had hypothyroidism. And they didn't understand the connection, and they were like, is it, you know, they were just like, it was really like a friend that sent it.
Sure.
And they were like, you know, is this, that's really a sign and a symptom? And I'm like, yeah, more than you know, you know.
Well, it hypothyroidism, let's clear this up very simply, real quick right here.
Okay.
Take the word, break it in half, tells you what it is. Hypo meaning low, thyroidism. And so hypothyroidism is an impaired secretion of that hormone, and it causes a decrease in metabolic rate. And so what happens is the animal gets a little lethargic. They get fat, they get lethargic. You know, there's a whole slew of problems that come about from that.
Can they get grumpy too?
Yeah, they get a little irritated.
A little grumpy.
And one of the other clinical signs that we do see is we also see incontinence in female dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, also, and are you ready for this? Sometimes we will also see problems where the female won't come into heat because of it.
Oh, you mean on ones that are actually for breeding and
stuff? That's for breeding purposes. That's
You're kidding.
Correct. No, sometimes we'll see that too.
Oh, wow.
And so it's for whatever reason, 95% of this condition is caused by the gland simply either just becoming smaller or just not working quite properly, right?
So is it similar to people that have hypothyroidism?
Pretty close.
Oh.
It's pretty close. But it's just the gland just isn't working.
Are they do they get cold and stuff too, or is that
correct
part of it?
Correct. In fact, one of the biggest clinical signs that you will find, in fact, there's four of them that I kind of key in real close on. And,
which are?
The first one is overweight.
Uh-huh.
Usually a dog that's going to be lethargic or just lay around.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a thickening of the skin.
Really? How mm-hmm. do you see that in a dog?
You'll see that in a dog, and the animal will seek a warm place. And it's the combination of those four things in combination with an overweight dog. I mean, you just see this, and it's just like it just jumps out at you and screams hypothyroid. However, got to be cautioned here. Probably the most overdiagnosed condition is hypothyroidism.
Well, isn't there a simple blood test that'll tell you?
There's a simple test, but there's a battery of tests that you have to do. I'm going to leave the tests for your veterinarian because there's a certain protocol that you should follow, that veterinarians will follow, that is a combination of things. So I'm not going to get into that. That is a huge whole other discussion within itself. But the reality is they can be tested for it, and they can be treated quite easily for the condition.
Yeah, it's pretty much just, like a pill every day or a couple of pills every day or something like that?
Depending upon the weight of the animal, you put them on medication, and these animals do very, very, very well. It takes about 2 months before you really start to see the major benefit from it. But after the first year of being stable, and you want to have that checked about once or twice a year.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a major condition that is going to, you know, that's like
so it's not
going to
kill their animal or anything.
Well, if it's left alone, it will cause a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. But if you get it under control, these animals will die of old age and do quite well. There's another part of it that's also called secondary hyperthyroidism. The first one's called primary. This one, the second one is called secondary.
And what's that? What's the difference?
Secondary hypothyroidism is basically where there is a tumor and it becomes space occupying.
Oh.
And we refer to it as an adenoma. Anytime that your doctor says you have something adenoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an adenoma is a benign tumor. It's just space occupying.
Oh.
But because of where this occurs in the base of the brain, what happens is that it throws everything off. This is a metabolic problem. This is a condition that comes about and really messes up the endocrine system.
Oh.
And so you can have some major, major problems with some of these animals. And some of them can be born that way. I think, you know, the one dog that comes to mind absolutely the most is the giant schnauzers.
Are they predisposed or prone to this type
they
of thing?
They have a breed predisposition for a condition. And in fact, if you see a dwarf giant schnauzer, guaranteed that dog is going to be hypothyroid.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, and it's like it's part
of
the breed.
You should have saved that for a trivia question, dear.
I should have. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Speaking of trivia, do we have any trivia this
we
week?
We do have some trivia.
We do?
Yep.
Oh, no. I got to get my thinking cap on?
These aren't that bad.
They're not?
No, but guess
what?
Well,
says you, because you're in front of the screen. You get to read them.
In fact, last show, we established the point that I am the pet trivia aficionado.
No, it's just because you get to read the answers.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was one or the other.
So you're just going to cheat.
I'm going to cheat,
folks. Well, what's the questions? We want some time to figure them out.
Okay. Let's give you the questions.
You should have given them at the beginning of the show.